You are listening to Real World News.
Paraguayan peasants occupy land to demand agrarian reform. Paraguay has been recently shaken by peasant demonstrations which have evidenced that it is Latin America's least egalitarian country. The peasants, who are part of the Liga Nacional de Carperos, are demanding Fernando Lugo's administration to deliver its campaign promise, an integral land reform that will benefit all the landless peasant families, thus reverting the current inequality where almost 70% of the cultivable lands belong to only 10% of the largest landowners. The peasants occupied two plots of land last week, which led to the arrest of over 100 people, ANSA News Agency reported. Another 18 plots of land were occupied on Sunday, and one of the estate owners accused the peasants of trying to burn down a soy plantation. The Paraguayan Ministry of the Interior evicted four ranches and arrested one of the leaders of the protest, José Rodríguez. The leader was accused by attorney Lilian Ruiz of instigating the peasants to occupy lands, which was described by the attorney as political persecution. Rodríguez told the local press that the peasants said they gave the government the rest of the week to answer to their demand, otherwise they would take drastic measures. He stressed the precarious situation in which tens of thousands of landless peasant families live. It is outrageous that some unused land cannot be used because it is private property, the leader told Prensa Latina. Oxfam says Paraguay is one of the top 10 more unequal countries in the world. The inequality has increased as a result of the expansion of the soy plantations, of which the country is the world's fourth producer. This mainly results from the rising cost of land, making them even more inaccessible for family farming.
You are listening to Real World News.